Well, the group is the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media, and also supported by the American Indian Movement Interpretive Center. And this is a group that has been pushing the whole mascot issue, not just about the Washington Redskins, but all mascot issues around the country. And it's an issue that Native people have been working on for 20, almost 30 years. So it's something that isn't new and just happening. It's been in a long, many years of work to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. On Sunday, November 2nd, of course, we're protesting the Washington Redskins and their logo and their mascot. It's pretty much been widely known that the term Redskin is a very derogatory and racist title to give to the indigenous people here of North America, North and South America. It's been a part of the franchise of the Washington Redskins for quite a few decades. Not only the name itself is derogatory, and even in the dictionary, it's considered a disparaging word, but of course, one of the biggest issues, you're dealing with a franchise and you're dealing with money. George Preston Marshall, the original founder and owner of the Washington Redskins, was a proud segregationist. He was one of the people that in 1933 instituted a ban on African-American players. And what I'm giving you just a little bit of history because of today, Dan Snyder, the present owner, keeps saying that they have the name and they hold it up to honor Native people. And he inherited it from George Preston Marshall. So I'm just trying to set a tone for the original mindset of the person to counter that in his mind. I don't think it was really honoring. He was just really taking on a stereotype that had been around already before he named the team the Washington Redskins. So he was a proud segregationist. In fact, the Washington Redskins were the last team. They waited until 1962 to integrate to allow African-American people to play football. And this was 16 years after the league did away with the color line. And so the mindset from the beginning is very difficult for us as Native people to believe that the name itself originally was given to the Washington team to honor us as Native people. And in fact, it's also a very derogatory, as I said before, derogatory and racist term, and really just perpetuates stereotypes, untruthful stereotype of Native people here in the United States.
What do you hope to accomplish with the protest?
Well, the protest hopes to accomplish that we put more pressure. There's already a lot of pressure on Dan Snyder and the Washington Redskins franchise. The patents have been taken away by the United States Patent Office. They've lost a lot of money in merchandise purchasing. So there's a lot of pressure, and the protest Sunday, November 2nd, is just to continue to put pressure and get Dan Snyder to do what's right and change the name, no matter how much it costs. They'll continue making money. They just won't be making money off a very derogatory and racist term. You know, I don't know Dan Snyder. I don't know him personally. I've read about him, but he's inherited a very derogatory and racist term for his football team. And so the whole point for the protest is to keep pressure on the franchise, and that at some point in time, with the pressure that National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media and other organizations throughout the country, this is something not that just the National Coalition is doing, but there is a very strong element across the whole country to get the Washington Redskins to do away with their name and the mascot. So that's what we want to happen, is that enough pressure is put on the franchise that they will, in fact, do away with the name.
So people that are interested in supporting your efforts, how can they join in?
Well, they can come to the protest on November 2nd. It's at 10. It begins at 10 o'clock, and just show up and support the whole issue. I guess I would encourage and if people, if the spirit moved them to write letters to newspapers, the Tribune, the Duluth, Minneapolis, newspapers in Minnesota, and voice their opposition to the name. So whatever moves people, what's in the spirit of either writing editorials or actually there also is an education effort going on. This has been going on this week at the University of Minnesota to continue to educate people around the whole issue and get people clear, because there's sometimes a lot of confusion, a lot of mistruth is being put out in the media about the issue and about the name itself. And so we're trying to get people to really understand it, the whole issue correctly.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the time.